This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a wide variety of good information all about your health. The show is streamlined through myvillagegreen.com. You can visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane. In both places, you can get expert advice on supplements and a lot of guidance on lifestyle and diet. Village Green is your resource for questions about your health, and they do carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers. So please also take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. I want to remind you to tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on natural supplements. Today, our subject is going to be chronic stress and high cortisol, how to keep the stress response in balance for optimal health, and we'll be talking with Dr. Aaron Stokes of Megafood. So we've got lots of good information, and I'll give you a little introduction shortly. But since we are facing Halloween, and it's right around the corner, it's tomorrow. So let's talk about a healthy Halloween. And that sounds like an oxymoron to anybody. But you can make trick-or-treaters very happy and still stay healthy. One thing we can do as far as foods are concerned, you can give out pretzel sticks. You can give out sliced apples that are prepackaged. You can also give out little toys, and you can have them in different dishes or pumpkin-shaped little carriers that are different for each age, so that you've got some for the younger age group. You can include stickers. You can include silly bands. And you can also include money, money, money. Kids love money. And I have a big dish of coins, and it includes pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters. And it's very important to stand there when they're taking their turn to make sure some of the older ones don't scoop up too much. But those are some easy things to do, and they're very memorable. They're going to get candy at every other house. These gifts can last a little bit longer and have a good memory, and you'll be surprised how excited the kids are when they see some of these choices. And I'm very generous and let them take one of each kind of choice. So just some tips for a healthy Halloween that does not have to be an oxymoron. Now, let's talk a little bit about the subject. Our subject, as I mentioned, is chronic stress and high cortisol, how to keep the stress response in balance for optimal health. And as I said, Dr. Aaron Stokes is going to give us a lot of good information on this. I wanted to give you a little bit of background. When we talk about cortisol, we're talking about a hormone produced by the adrenal glands. And first of all, what are the adrenals? They are small little glands shaped like lima beans above the kidneys. Adrenal. And what that is, it means above the renal, above the kidney. So the adrenals are tiny. I think modern human beings probably need not just a pair, but 10 pair of adrenals to handle what we try to handle. And when the adrenals are overstressed and depleted, they actually shrivel up, somewhat like a grape becomes a raisin. But when they are nurtured and supported, they puff back up like a lima bean. So think of those adrenals as something that you can either beat up on or you can support. And they're remarkable in that they will respond to what's healthy for them as well as respond negatively to what harms them. And what harms them are stress and chronic stress, and we'll address that. One of the benefits we can think of as far as the adrenals, we're going to talk about lifestyle changes, but I wanted to tell you what adrenals thrive on. They thrive on good sleep. They thrive on good protein intake, B vitamin intake, magnesium, good amino acids, minerals like zinc as well. So there's a lot that we can do to support them. Vitamin C, B-complex, and pantothenic acid. The omega-3 fatty acids are also very important, and there are many good herbs that we're going to talk about that do support the adrenal glands. So when we have stress, what happens is we pump out adrenaline, and cortisol goes up. And you've all had this happen. You're driving in the car and someone almost runs into you. You slam on the brakes and your heart rate goes up. You get sweaty. You shake a little even afterwards. That's an adrenaline response. That's a stress response. And when it goes on chronically, it can be a real problem. Now, cortisol, we talk a lot about cortisol production. And cortisol is a steroid that we make. It's essential for our health and our life. And think of a ski slope. The way cortisol is produced is like an intermediate ski slope from the morning until noon, and then a more gentle ski slope from noon to midnight. So we start the day with our highest production of cortisol. It drops, as I said, like an intermediate ski slope, and it drops to noon, and it drops then in the afternoon and again at midnight. Now, if everything goes well, it doesn't rise quickly until closer to the morning. For those people whose cortisols shoot up at 2 a.m., they're awake like it's the middle of the day, and they can't go back to sleep. So their cortisol is inappropriately increasing in the middle of the night, and they will be wide awake. Now, there are many things that we're going to talk about on the show today that can help correct that, but I just wanted to give you an idea of what that pattern is. And I wanted to tell you, too, that the adrenal glands and adrenal conditions have many, many different names. When the adrenals are weak, we call it adrenal fatigue, adrenalism, hypofunctioning adrenals. This is not a disease. It's a system that's getting weaker. It's not adrenal failure. And for years, the standards were you were either in adrenal failure or you had perfect adrenals. And we don't have that standard anymore. People can have a lot of inefficiencies in their adrenal function. And it can just be weak adrenals or adrenal fatigue. There's some other terms that are used. Neurally mediated hypotension. And this is when the adrenals really get weak. And that means when you stand up, you get dizzy. You can even pass out. Your blood pressure is too low. If blood pressure is low to begin with, say it's 95 over 55 or 60, you most likely have adrenal problems, unless you're on a medication that has artificially lowered it to that level. You're not going to function well. This is very common in older folks, which is why one of the reasons that they stand up quite slowly. But neurally mediated hypotension, it's also called vasovagal syncope, and it's characterized by this episodic fall in blood pressure and or heart rate that results in fainting, dizzy upon standing. And then we have postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. It's called POTS. And this is something that's a little more severe, can be more chronic, and it can keep people in bed and not being able to function very well. So the defining symptoms of POTS is an excessive heart rate upon standing, but then other symptoms occur. And that can be the dizziness, the weakness, craving of salt, dehydration. There are many other symptoms. So I'm just giving you a little bit of a heads up on what we're going to hear in the next three segments. And I want to remind you, if you've just tuned in, that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. When we're back after this break, we're going to be talking with Aaron Stokes, who's a naturopathic physician. We'll be talking about chronic stress and high cortisol, how to keep the stress response in balance for optimal health. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of information all about you and your health. And this is a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on natural supplements. Today, we're fortunate to have our guest, Dr. Aaron Stokes of Megafood. And Dr. Stokes is a naturopathic doctor, and she has a lot of responsibilities, and I'm going to let her tell you about her background. Welcome to the show, Dr. Stokes.
Thank you, Dana. I'm happy to be on your show today. And yes, as Dana mentioned, I am a naturopathic doctor. I'm the director of education at Mega Food, and I practice in Boulder, Colorado. The name of my practice is Lotus Naturopathic Clinic, and I really specialize in working with women postpartum. So I work with women to optimize postpartum health and wellness. And I'm a mom myself. I have a 5-year-old son.
Well, that's good experience going into helping people with postpartum. Let's talk a little bit about the stress response, since that's our subject today, chronic stress and high cortisol, how to keep the stress response in balance for optimal health. So let's talk about that stress response. We have covered this subject from time to time on the show, but it's always good to refresh our listeners on what the stress response is, how the adrenals function, etc.
Great, yes. So we all have an inherent stress response. When we're exposed to a stressful situation, such as running late for a meeting or missing a deadline at work, our bodies have this program response. And this is what many of you have heard of as fight or flight. Now, when this happens, our heart rate increases, blood pressure rises, and our muscles tense. We're ready to fight the tiger, so to speak. And ironically, this body's stress response is meant to protect us. We certainly can probably all think of times when it has protected us, say when you're on the highway and there's a near miss, and those quick reflexes and that quick response does serve you. The problem is, Dana, is we both know that many people are walking around today in a constant state of fight or flight, and this response may be doing more harm than good. These high cortisol levels really affect our entire system, our entire body. It really causes digestive function to decrease because there's really no time. I mean, who has time to digest their food? We've heard that phrase, rest and digest. Or when you're in a heightened stress state, you can't digest your food properly. It also affects the ability of our tissues to be receptive to hormones. A lot of people out there have heard about insulin resistance. Well, what insulin does is it drives glucose into the tissues, and our bodies are not as receptive to not only insulin, but thyroid hormones and reproductive hormones. So this has a lot of implications for our health and for chronic conditions.
You've described that very well, and I like the term rest and digest. Because we tell patients, I know that you do this, you cannot really digest well under stress. So I always make those recommendations to take a deep breath, relax, turn off all the cell phones, the TV, and just try and enjoy the meal. But that's hard to do today, isn't it, Erin?
It really is. I'm with you. I make the same effort in my own day-to-day life to take that time to sit down and eat. And it's really an investment in your health. Speaking of nutrition, one of the best things you can do for these cortisol levels that can get out of balance is to eat regularly and to remember to eat protein. Protein helps stabilize blood glucose levels. And one simple recommendation that I've given to many of my patients, I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from, is at each meal, sit down and ask yourself while you're resting and digesting, where's my protein? It's a simple question. Say you're having a beautiful salad for lunch and you have got greens, organic greens and tomatoes and cucumbers and carrots, beautiful meal. And you want to be asking yourself, where's my protein? Because not only what a lot of people are doing is they're not taking the time to eat in a restful way. Some people aren't taking the time to eat at all. And one of the most stressful things you can do to this whole response that you and I are discussing today is if you run out the door with a cup of coffee in the morning and no food, you're actually, besides the inevitable traffic and deadlines and everything else you're facing, you're setting your body up because you haven't given your body the fuel that it needs, and it will actually send itself into its own alarm mode to try to get glucose to fuel your day.
Well, you and I are in synchronicity when it comes to this advice. I tell people that every time you eat, there must be protein, whether it's a snack or a meal. And then I give them all the different choices and ways that they can accomplish that. And you make a good point. I think we don't emphasize enough the havoc that stress has on glucose control and what happens not just to our body but to our brain. Could we talk a little bit about what's happening when people are under stress, what's happening physically and mentally?
Absolutely. So when people are under that constant stress, as I mentioned, they're not having recovery time. So we have had this stress response, this fight or flight response for many, many years, and it can play a role as long as we respond appropriately and then we rest and then respond again. But when you're constantly elevated like that, you mentioned brain function. One of the things that it can affect is memory. And I actually worked recently with a fairly young woman in my practice, a mom, who was just really under such intense stress, and she was trying to have some memory problems to the point where she went, I work often, you know, concurrently with medical doctors, and she went and had a really thorough evaluation, and everything was fine, you know, I'm having air quotes here, but what was going on is that constant high cortisol was really affecting her ability to think clearly. And when we got back to the root cause and worked on supporting her adrenal glands, things improved. Again, also depression can be related to the high cortisol, sleep problems, which, Dana, as you and I know, sleep is such a root importance along with good nutrition. And so if you have a high cortisol, we have a diurnal variation. Our adrenal glands just puts up higher cortisol in the morning and lower cortisol in the evening. But so many people have this really high cortisol at night. Not only can they not fall asleep, but many people are awakened in the middle of the night by cortisol disruption. So the list really goes on and on. You know, one thing that kind of gets people's attention is the obesity connection. It can lead to insulin resistance, certainly heart disease is related. If you're constantly having high blood pressure, which is what happens every time you activate that stress response, your blood pressure shoots up very hard on the cardiovascular system. So it's quite extensive, and I personally am trying to help people realize the bigger picture, that this has a big implications.
You know, you say it very well, and you use the word extensive. It is extensive, and I lengthen that into expensive. It's expensive to what I call the nutrient bank account, because when we're under stress, we're losing vitamin C, we're using up B vitamins, magnesium, zinc, it goes on and on. And people don't realize that they may not be fueling themselves to the degree that they're stressing themselves. So I'm glad that you emphasize the importance of eating well to fuel yourself, but it means eating well all the time, like putting money in the bank. If we've got automatic withdrawals and we're not putting money in, we're going to get into trouble. And that's my analogy for what a lot of people end up doing. So let's...
Absolutely. And I think that's a great analogy because it's real. Everyone can relate to, you can't keep withdrawing from your bank account without putting in a deposit. So it works. And it's true. You can't keep depleting your body without working on replenishing.
Okay, let's talk about a few more things in the stress response. You mentioned sleep, and sleep's a nutrient. Talk a little bit about how cortisol disturbs sleep and what the effect is.
Absolutely. So cortisol basically is going to cause you to wake up and also not be able to fall asleep. You need, along the same lines of rest and digest, you need to have more of a parasympathetic mode where your body's in more of a restful state to have proper sleep. And so a lot of people have become so conditioned to working up until the very last minute of the day and then turning off the computer and expecting themselves to be able to fall right asleep I mentioned earlier that I work with a lot of moms, and they'll have cortisol disruption that's happened over time from being up in the middle of the night with their babies and their toddlers and kids. And so sometimes I'm working with them to just to reestablish their sleep cycle. There's a product that we have at MegaFood that I absolutely love and have been recommending for years, even before I came to MegaFood as the director of education, and that's called Tension Release. And what I like about Tension Release, Dana, is that I say that it strengthens the nervous system while providing calm in the moment. And how it's doing that is it has reishi mushroom, which is very tonifying to the nervous system. It also has sensorial ashwagandha in this formula. And sensorial ashwagandha is a patented form of ashwagandha, both root and leaves. And it's been shown in clinical human study, double-blind placebo-controlled, to reduce cortisol levels, which is phenomenal, and to help to raise DHEA. DHEA comes from the adrenal glands, and it's somewhat analogous to the gas tank of the adrenals in my description, to kind of use something similar to a bank account analogy.
I like that.
It's also been shown to reduce CRP, C-reactive protein, which is a marker of inflammation. So I really like that has that specificity in that formula, and that it has the lovely calming herbs, lemon balm and skullcap. So I recommend this formula often to help people relax and sleep at night and know that they're also strengthening their nervous system while they're doing this. You know, oftentimes, Dana, I'm sure you find in your work too, that people are really ready to work on building their adrenal glands again, but they also want to feel better today. They want to sleep, help be able to sleep this evening. And so I like the tension relief because it's a formula that people can feel, and it has pretty direct effects today while we're strengthening them.
Excellent. And that's a good tip for our listeners. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more information on stress from Dr. Aaron Stokes.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a lot of good information about your health. And we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And next Sunday, if you tune in, you can listen to Kevin discuss natural supplements. Now, today, we have an esteemed guest. We're talking with Dr. Aaron Stokes of Mega Food. And our topic is chronic stress and high cortisol, how to keep the stress response in balance for optimal health. Now, in the beginning, the second segment, we talked about the stress response and what it does to us and the negative effects on sleep. We get insomnia, weight gain, depression, diabetes, heart disease. And we talked about tension relief, which is a nice product by Mega Food that tries to optimize that cortisol and support a healthy stress response. Let's expand the discussion and talk about the adrenals and stress response and the interaction with the thyroid. A lot of people are not familiar that these glands talk to each other.
Yes, Dana, absolutely. This is an important connection. When we have high levels of cortisol, it impairs our thyroid function. So there really is an intimate connection between the two. I think a lot of people know this inherently. They recognize and they've heard about how stress has a negative impact on the thyroid gland. But again, it's really important that we get those cortisol levels in balance because of the multi-system, how it can affect our whole system. And it can really impact the thyroid gland so that our thyroid hormones aren't working optimally. Now, most of you know that thyroid gland sits right in our neck area, and it's a very important, hardworking gland. We talked about the adrenal glands. The thyroid gland is really regulating metabolism. It's helping us think clearly and quickly. And so consequently, when people are having suboptimal thyroid function, they may have fatigue, unexplained weight gain, depression, decreased ability to think quickly and clearly, everything's slowing down. So along with that slower metabolism, constipation is a very common symptom, dry skin, coarse, dry hair. And so I really love for people to recognize this connection because of the balance that needs to happen for our stress response, our adrenal support. What I think happens, Dana, a lot of times is that people, what we've really, as a culture, fortunately, started to recognize the importance of our adrenal glands. That people will say, "My adrenal, I have adrenal fatigue." People recognize that, or "I'm so stressed out." They might even come in and say, "I need to work on my adrenal glands." So a lot of people forget about the thyroid, and hypothyroidism is extremely common in our country, especially among women. And what seems to be equally as common is people that are demonstrating a lot of those hypothyroid symptoms, that their lab results actually come back normal. And so those people need some specific nutritional support.
You know, that's good to mention because we try to emphasize to our patients that we're not treating paperwork, we're treating patients. And there are other ways to look at individuals and see the effect on the thyroid. You mentioned a lot of good symptoms. I also use the Achilles reflex. If that is subdued or has a slow return, you're looking at low thyroid function. And it's important, it's always important to me that patients understand that adrenal and thyroid are like two people walking together. So they walk to the slowest gland. They walk to the slowest person. And you can't really achieve improved thyroid without working on the adrenals if they're primary in the problem and vice versa.
Absolutely. Dana, you're correct on that. And one of the things I like to bring up another formula is there's a formula by Megafood called Thyroid Strength. And I always say when I talk about these formulas that I'm standing on the shoulders of giants because I certainly didn't formulate them, but I have a lot of inherent respect for how they're made. And one of my favorite parts about this Thyroid Strength formula is it has iodine, selenium, and tyrosine, which you would expect those that are important for essential, really, for thyroid hormone production. But it also recognizes that stress connection. Again, you know, I mentioned earlier sensorial ashwagandha. Well, that's in the Thyroid Strength formula. So it's a beautiful recognition that we need support for helping to balance our cortisol levels if we're going to optimize thyroid function. Another herb that's in there, one of my favorites, is sacred basil, also known as holy basil, which is an adrenal adaptogen. It's been used for a long, long time. And it also has this very lovely uplifting quality to it. A lot of times when people are developing suboptimal or low thyroid function, there's certainly a depression that can accompany that, that low energy, that ability to think clearly, that starts to impact people. And so I really like this combination to just to recognize that, like you said, I love your analogies and the visuals that they create, that they really are hand in hand, the adrenal gland and the thyroid gland.
And this is an excellent formula. We use the term adaptogen. Could you describe what adaptogen means for those listeners who may have just tuned in and may not be familiar?
Absolutely. There is adaptogens, basically, it's very interesting because they've been used in many different systems of herbal medicine. And what we find, just to use the sensorial ashwagandha as an example, again, since it has these great clinical studies to actually show, demonstrable effects, is adaptogens help to bring the system, and for example, if you say an adrenal adaptogen, the adrenal glands back into balance, back into homeostasis, really back into the state that they're intended to be in.
That's well said. Thank you. Let's go on and talk a little bit more about those connections between the thyroid and the adrenals and what else people can do to serve both well.
Yes. Well, sometimes people ask because, of course, we have a very specific adrenal strength formula. How do I know what, I'm stressed out, I'm manifesting some different symptoms, it could be adrenal or thyroid, how do I know? Well, I mentioned that thyroid, with hypothyroid and the hypothyroid symptoms, that really low gaining weight, metabolism is decreasing. So the adrenal strength formula would be more appropriate for somebody that's just feeling really on edge, tense, unable to cope with stress, in a very heightened cortisol, adrenal state where they're secreting a lot of adrenaline and cortisol. And so what we would find in the adrenal strength are going to be, we have whole food vitamin C. I know you know well, Dana, vitamin C and pantothenic acid, also known as vitamin B5, are absolutely crucial for the adrenal glands. Also, people start to feel like they're running on empty. So one of my favorite mushrooms, cordyceps mushroom, is in there as well. And that really helps with endurance. We think of endurance as potentially only applying to athletes sometimes. But I think that in a way, we're all doing an endurance sport every day by, just our daily lives.
And so life is a marathon.
Yes, it is. It is. And I have a lot of respect for that, in that also people still need to function as they are strengthening their adrenal glands and that root energy, I guess they'd say in Chinese medicine, qi. So also reishi mushrooms in there. And so these are some of the things that we need to nourish our adrenal glands. We talked earlier about not taking too many deposits out of the bank account. We want to continue to replenish on a daily basis so that we can have optimal health.
Absolutely. The goal is always optimal health, and we really are living in an environment, in a planet that our ancestors did not experience. While they did experience stress from the way they lived in nature and stress from animals, which is where we get our fight or flight statement. But today's stress is ongoing. We're in fight and flight all the time. And you mentioned that earlier on the show, Aaron, and I'm glad that you did. What else can people do as far as their lifestyle, both on an ongoing basis and something quick and easy that they might be able to do when they catch themselves in a stressful moment?
Yes, I think the lifestyle factors are really important. As important as individualized nutrition and herbal support is, I never just recommend that on its own, because we really wanted people to be integrating this into their daily lives. So you mentioned, what can you do in the moment? Well, I recommend meditation on a daily basis. And sometimes people roll their eyes and go, oh my gosh, Aaron, really? I do not have time to meditate. And I say to them, I think you do. And actually, I just wanted to let you know that I'm doing it side by side with you. I'm a working mom. I get up really early every day. And sometimes, often, I only meditate 10 minutes a day. And that's all that I ever ask my patients to start with. Certainly, if you can expand into more. But 10 minutes, people go, okay, I can do that. And 10 minutes a day, even 10 minutes a day, can make a profound difference. I think that our bodies get used to going down certain pathways. And we get used to going into that fight-or-flight mode over and over. Well, our bodies can start to recognize a different mode. And if you actually meditate on a daily basis, you're able to access that when you just need to stop and take a breath for a minute. When maybe life is feeling overwhelming or you're running late and you're at the red light and you realize, you know, I can just stop here and breathe. But if you're never taking the time to meditate, it's going to be a little more difficult for you to just take that deep breath. We get into patterns, and I have not had a single person I've worked with that said that this hasn't been positive. Besides that positive feedback, meditation has now been the subject of numerous scientific studies that all of you out there could easily find online. Not just looking at its effects and relaxation, but there's actually been studies looking at meditation as treatment for different situations, and they have shown efficacy as a treatment for PMS, for menopausal symptoms, for some autoimmune conditions. So it really has great potential. So I always start with talking about meditation, Dana, and then exercise is very important as well. You talked about our ancestors, and we certainly are living a different life than people in the past. And one thing I'm fairly confident they were doing is getting more exercise than we are today. And exercise has benefits in that we mentioned cortisol many times so far in this program. It reduces levels of the body's stress hormones, both adrenaline and cortisol. And one thing that's just so wonderful about exercise is it increases production of endorphins. And endorphins help to elevate mood. They can even help to mitigate pain, basically have less pain signals. So those are two really very important lifestyle factors that I think we all can work on incorporating into our lives. And then the third thing that I'd like to mention, Dana, is not quite as quantifiable, but I think equally important, and that is joy. So many people are doing things and have so many responsibilities or doing things because they feel like they need to and they have to. Exercise may even fall into that category until people start really enjoying it. But I like to remind people that bringing joy into your life, and that can sound a little esoteric, so I'll make it more real. And what I ask people is, what brings you joy in your life? And it's very individual. For somebody, it could be baking a pie with their granddaughter, or someone else, it might be playing a musical instrument. For somebody different, it could be having tea with a friend. But think of something that really brings you personally, and this is all about you. This is your personal joy. What brings you joy, and are you doing that? Are you bringing that into your life because
Well, I'm glad you mentioned.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned this, and I think we should talk a little bit more about joy in the next segment. And for those that have tuned in, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with Dr. Aaron Stokes.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next Sunday, Kevin will have an interesting discussion on natural supplements. Today, we've been talking with our guest, Dr. Aaron Stokes, and we're discussing chronic stress and high cortisol, how to keep the stress response in balance for optimal health. And we talked about all the negative effects from stress, and then we talked about ways you can sort of dampen those effects and ways you can get more of a handle on your own stress response. And Dr. Stokes told us about meditation and deep breathing, exercise, and its importance. And we were talking about joy. Perhaps you want to finish up with a little bit more about joy. I love that word, and there's no better word to describe feeling good.
Yes, thank you, Dana. So I think that the joy is an important component of this conversation. A lot of people have heard about the benefits of meditation and exercise, and they are absolutely crucial. And, you know, I've talked about this topic that, Dana, that you and I are discussing today at a consumer event not too long ago. And when I brought up the topic of joy and asked, I actually will ask people to write down
just take, you know, a minute or two and write down what brings you joy, so that people really are tapping into this. And it's so wonderful because I look out on the audience and every person gets a big smile on their face. And it's just looking out into this sea of smiles, because we all have that inherent joy. Children are can tap into it very easily. Boy, if you ask a little child, well, what would you like to do? What makes you happy? They can probably rattle off about 20 things, and they're doing them. And so it's just important. I mentioned, you know, it's maybe not as quantifiable or scientific, but it is scientific in the sense that it makes an impact. And it's almost a relief to people when I bring up this topic, because as important as the nutrition and the nutritional supplements and the exercise, I think that this has a little bit of a relaxation element, because it's there. It's something that some people can own. It's completely personal. So I just think it's a crucial component.
Yeah, we tend to focus on the negatives. Even our to-do list is all the things we need to do, rather than really what we have done, or what some people call a gratitude list. And it's important. It's an important reminder that in focusing on the day-to-day, we make sure that we embrace what is beneficial, joyful, feels good, our gratitudes. So thank you for talking about that. When people are going through their stress events, whether they are constant or just occasional, that's the hardest time to say, okay, I need to take a breath, do a yoga stretch, meditate. It's very hard. What can someone do as a reminder that they can do very quickly to offset the stress and sort of get themselves back on track again?
Yeah, so one thing that they can do, I just want to insert this piece before I move into some specific meditation techniques, is that sometimes when people are under a lot of stress, their first instinct is actually to sometimes abandon the very things that they need the most. So I want to encourage people, we talked about some of the foundations of nutritional support in terms of eating regularly, which sometimes just stopping and sitting down and having a balanced meal with some protein can really be incredibly calming. So I don't want to forget about that. And then, you know, whether you feel, we talked about adrenal strength and thyroid strength, and some different ways to differentiate which one would be more appropriate, to remember that those are the very times when you need to remember and to nourish yourself. And instead of a responsibility and to-do list, I try to have people turn it around of, I'm doing this because I'm investing in myself to eat well, to buy organic foods, to have the appropriate supplements to support my adrenal health, to help me sleep, to really remember to invest, that you're making an investment in yourself. And then in terms of in the moment, sometimes when I'm working with people and they are saying, you know, I'm breathing, but I can't do a deep breath. A lot of us have learned from this constant stress that we're under to breathe up into our sort of upper chest. And if you've ever watched a baby sleep, it's one of the most beautiful things to see how naturally they breathe deep into their bellies. You can see their belly just moving. It's like big little Buddha belly, and then in and out. I mean, we came into the world knowing how to breathe like that. So one thing that I say people can do is to sit comfortably in a chair with their feet planted firmly on the ground and kind of feeling that rooted nature of the ground, and then as a cue to very gently place your hand just below your belly button and actually breathe into your hand. So that one hand that you're placing there, you breathe into your hand, and that it's you don't even have to think about it. If you just focus on moving that hand, you're immediately belly breathing. And to close your eyes and just spend a few minutes just focusing on that deep breathing into the hand. And there's something about that physical cue, too, and kind of feeling your feet on the ground and your hand on your belly that you're moving through your deep breathing that really grounds people. It's taking you out of the head and into more of a physical experience.
That's an easy, easy recommendation, and your description is excellent. I'm sure there are plenty of people that are suddenly putting their hands on their belly and feeling that push when you take in the deep breath. Any more tips for our listeners?
Well, around meditation or anything in general?
Anything.
Anything. Well, I wanted to mention the importance of the B complex. Many people have heard or seen maybe in my Village Green and other places, B complex. Well, there's a reason why that phrase has come into existence, and that's because the B complex vitamins, and that, what that phrase means is it's just we've got, you know, B1, B2, we've got a complex, we've got a group of B vitamins. They are very important for energy, stress support, and in women, hormonal balance. And so who out there doesn't need more energy, stress support, and for women, hormonal balance? It's really biochemistry. The B vitamins are very important in many reactions that happen in our body. And so when we get depleted of B vitamins, the effects of stress can be heightened. And so there's the product Balance B Complex that I truly love by Mega Food. It's a whole food B complex, and it has organic spinach in it, which is one of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet. I personally take this every day. It's just a great formula, and many, many people that I work with take it as well. It just has this, it's a formula that people can feel. I mentioned tension relief earlier, and that's going to be more immediate, you know, within about 30 minutes. This is usually the B complex. People, I think, start feeling that support generally within about a week. And, of course, this is, we're all individuals and we're all different. So everyone's experience is going to be different. But I'll just share with you the feedback that I've gotten. So the B complex, I think, is if you're looking at adrenal support and how to work with nourishing your body and really restoring it from all the stress and the negative impact that can have, the B complex is a very important piece of this.
It is. And you mentioned B5 before, the pantothenic acid, and vitamin C as being so supportive. So beyond the B complex, people are free to increase vitamin C and B5. And B5 has even a broader effect than vitamin C and does not tend to have the negative effect. If we get too much vitamin C, it has an effect on loosening the stools, whereas pantothenic acid, B5, does not. So this is excellent advice, And I wish we had more time. We're getting to the end of this segment, and I want to thank you for joining us, Dr. Stokes, and talking to us about resolving the chronic stress and high cortisol, how we can achieve optimum health. So thank you for being on the show with us.
Thank you so much, Dana. It truly was a pleasure.
And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM and remind you about some of the healthy Halloween tips that we gave in the first segment and to have a healthy and safe Halloween. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
What Facebook has done, they're transforming advertising. With Google click-through, you don't really know who's clicking through. But with Facebook, you can so specify who's looking at your ads that it's extremely targeted. That's why Google is so worried, because Facebook has created this closed ecosystem. They don't allow Google search into their little private kingdom. And Google is afraid that the Facebook community will become larger than Google's.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home.
CNN Radio, I'm Cheryl Castro. A freak snowstorm that hit the Northeast this weekend is expected to make its exit by this afternoon.